why we are striking on Budget Day. Civil servants on the minimum wage on the 1st of April, nearly a third of Revenue and Customs, HMRC, staff will receive a pay rise. This is because the minimum wage will rise to above their current pay. It is a travesty that HMRC, the government department responsible for enforcing the minimum wage, has become a minimum wage employer. Unless the ideology of public sector pay restraint is beaten, things will get worse yet. PCS members and HMRC recognize this, and have voted in unprecedented numbers to strike back, in a ballot that was necessary due to just missing the Tories' undemocratic turnout thresholds first time around. No matter which major party is in power, it's workers across all sectors that are made to pay for a crisis they didn't cause. I'm going on strike to say, we won't bail out a failing system. I'm going on strike to win, on pay, pensions, jobs, terms, and conditions. Solidarity with PCS members and all workers on strike. JP Rosser, PCS member in HMRC. Young workers have to fight as well as the 15th of March national strike. PCS members are taking some targeted action. Workers at Ofsted are taking 12 days of rolling strike action. Pickets in Manchester talked about the high levels of agency staff turnover, and the outrageous £7.95 daily fee that workers have to pay to park at the office. A Socialist Party member in the workplace said, "As civil servants we work for the government, but without an adequate pay rise for the work we do, we are trapped in an economic mess of the same government's making. We younger workers have to fight tooth and nail for crumbs off the plate. But landlords have given themselves a 20% pay rise per tenant and nobody's batted an eyelid. Fund schools properly, we are striking, because we would like the government to make a reasonable pay offer, to reward our members for all the hard work that they do, and to help with the increasing cost of living. We would also like the government to fund education properly, so we don't have to fight over resources and scrabble around for materials. Our members are really angry, because we do not feel respected. This is not helped by the media trying to portray us as not wanting to work during the pandemic. Many of our members put themselves at personal risk teaching vulnerable children during the pandemic. We have lots of public support, and support from parents as well, who understand this is a strike for the future education of their children." Ayesha, new member in Waltham Forest, Northeast London. School's first ever picket line on the 2nd of March. I stood on a picket line with a teacher in her first year of teaching whose rent has gone up by 20%. She is struggling to get by in one of the most expensive cities in Britain. And beside her was a teacher who is retiring at the end of this academic year, and is unlikely to benefit much from an improved pay deal, but is prepared to take a stand for the future of the teaching profession. Both were appalled by the government's refusal to get into talks about funding as well as pay. Just one reason for striking is the fact that there is a clear correlation between the 20% real terms pay cut over the last 12 years and the fact that the government is missing its recruitment target for next year by 40%. This will put a strain on everyone and degrade educational standards across the board. We are not just striking to get a better pay deal for ourselves, but to improve pay, conditions and funding for the whole education system, for education workers and students alike, for next year and beyond. And it is clear that, far from valuing education and educators, this government looks on teachers with utter disdain. So, we set up the first ever picket line at our school, and had almost 20 teachers join us. They all sensed that we are in a new phase, and that the outcome of this strike could determine the future of the education system in Britain for years to come. There was a defiant mood and plans were made to continue the fight by marching in London on the 15th of March. Stephen, new member. Passengers deserve safety, and workers deserve decent pay and pensions. I'm a worker on the railway who drives a train in London. I work in the East End of London, and I'm a third generation underground worker. I'm a member of the RMT Rail Union. As a Londoner, I'm proud of my city, and as a commuter, I want to feel safe. I'm a faithful servant of London Underground, and I do not want to have to go on strike. During the COVID pandemic, the world held its breath when key workers kept society running. Rail workers on the front line died. We were afforded the status of key workers. We were deemed indispensable and even afforded hero-like status. We are not heroes, but members of the working class, who are highly trained. We keep London moving, and contribute to the great wealth generated in London. Were it not for our efforts, and the efforts of other workers, the business of our city would cease. Passengers on the London Underground deserve the highest levels of safety, and workers deserve a decent wage and pension, which is in fact deferred wages after the worker finishes work. A working life, that is dedicated in large part to unsocial hours, which has been proven to shorten life expectancy. As a reward, rail workers have been awarded a series of attacks on our terms and conditions. These attacks have taken place throughout our industry, including on London Underground. The station grades have seen an initial 600 job cuts. The travelling public was told that the closure of ticket offices would result in more visible and accessible staff, but these staffing numbers have now been slashed. Far from the king's ransom the bosses report our pension to be, at present it will enable workers to retire without being in dire straits. Now workers with 20 years service risk seeing the rug being pulled from under their feet, potentially contributing more for much less upon retirement. Workers who previously crossed picket lines have had enough of the attacks on pensions and terms and conditions. At the time of writing, ADELF Drivers Union has called strike action on the 15th of March as well. We have no option but to strike. See you on the picket line. Our MT tube driver continued here. Junior doctors propping up the system. As a junior doctor in 2016, I was faced with no choice but to strike. We were buoyed by the support we received from other unions, including a delegation to our picket line in Poll from the Communication Workers Union Conference. Now as a specialty doctor I'm not eligible to strike, but I stand fully in support and solidarity with the junior doctors in their dispute. They have faced unprecedented levels of debt due to ever-rising student fees and cuts to the NHS bursary, and are working increasingly hard to prop up a system that has been decimated by more than a decade of Tory austerity. Like many other healthcare workers, the junior doctors have been left with no choice but to take industrial action. The ballot results show the strength of feeling in the profession, and I hope the Health Secretary gets round the table soon for a swift and successful resolution for staff and patients alike. Claire Blackwell, Doctor in Dorset. Universities rely on exploitation at first sight. It may seem like I do not have any good reasons to strike. As an academic with a research grant paid by the EU, I have a relatively good salary, get to travel to attend conferences, and give guest lectures, and my working conditions are flexible. I strike out of solidarity with my colleagues, who face the cost of living crisis and real terms pay cuts while trying to manage impossible workloads and expectations from university authorities. I strike because I fail to comprehend how the education of students, who pay close to £10,000 a year, can rely on exploiting postgraduate students and academics on fixed-term contracts, or crappy teaching contracts, that do not pay any money during holidays. I also strike for myself. The higher education system normalizes fixed-term contracts, thanks to which I have moved countries 3 times in the last decade, to chase jobs that would only last me 2 to 3 years. It also normalizes working overtime, on weekends and even during annual leave, to produce publications in a rating system that pits academics against each other, and destroys the spirit of collaboration. It destroys our self-worth, so that people like me are ready to accept any scraps just to avoid unemployment. Not to mention the near impossibility of starting a family, and crippling anxiety about the future. It is not clear what my pension will look like, after working on various types of contracts and none, in 4 different countries. This is the result of the marketization of higher education. We need to fight for a socialist education system, that would make education free for all, and make science work for the benefit of society, not for the profit of capitalists. Jonah Chojnicka, UKIP member in Cardiff.